Everybody needs to come here. They have problems, can't afford dental. This is wonderful.
Gretchen Sisko praised the dental work she received, including a new filling. Jeremy Garrigus attended back in 2006 as a six-year-old, and he was back again this year.
I had two fillings and a complete clean.
We find that every mission we go to, we pick up new volunteers.
Angie Holliday is the branch manager of a dental supply company and something of a super volunteer. She has participated in all 12 events over the past 10 years.
You can see my badge. You can see that I've got 12 stars, so I've been at every event. It's something that, as many of the dentists were saying last night as we were talking about, it's if you have to ask why you do it, you don't get it anyway. It's kind of a homecoming for me every time I come back because I can almost like, yeah, I first met you in Garden City and I first met you in Kansas City because they follow it. They follow the mission just to be able to volunteer at it. And not just the dentists, hygienists, and assistants. We're talking about the general volunteers as well.
Typically, you go through triage. They determine you get a filling, an extraction, or a cleaning.
That's Dr. Mark Armfield, a dentist from Augusta. In the past, he has worked on patients, but this year he was something of a traffic cop, helping coordinate the hundreds of volunteers and patients.
Today, I'm helping coordinate taking care of the patients at KMOM. In years past, I've always been a dentist. It's very fulfilling. You take care of their needs. They're so happy. And today, I'm supervising to solve all the little problems and making sure everybody's care is coordinated and done very well. And reassuring patients. Everybody is nervous. Nobody likes to go to the dentist. But we're nice people, and we like helping others.
We like to think that we're an opportunity for patients that they don't have dental insurance through their work, that don't have Medicaid, to be able to get dental care that they need.
Greg Hill is the executive director of the Kansas Dental Charitable Foundation. He says these events serve those who need dental care regardless of the reason.
We have a local organization that really takes care of all the local aspects of the project, food and venue, security, those kinds of things. And then really a statewide committee that really is the department heads of all the different areas, whether it's general dentistry, hygiene, oral surgery. And they meet throughout the course of the year, but they've been doing this for a long time, and they kind of know exactly what they do. They walk into the clinic, and they're right back at home.
Despite hundreds of volunteers, there are expenses for things like food, facility use, and the rental of dental equipment. Hill says his organization is still trying to raise more than $100,000 through individual and business donations, plus grants from health and community-based foundations. He says a $25 donation can provide more than $500 in dental care. Over the last 10 years, more than 21,000 patients statewide have received donated dental care at an estimated value of more than $11 million. For KMUW News, I'm Milt Radford.